New developments tonight in that deadly police shooting of an unarmed black man in Ohio. The Columbus Public Safety Director fired the officer involved after a hearing earlier today. It all comes less than a week after the deadly shooting of Andre Hill. Body camera footage showed Officer Adam Coy shoot and kill Hill as he walked out of a garage holding his phone. The city's mayor says Officer Coy violated several protocols, including not activating his body camera before the shooting and not offering immediate medical assistance. News Nation reporter Matthew Herchick has the latest from today's hearing.
Well, according to Fraternal Order of Police Vice President Brian Steele here in Columbus, the termination decision of Officer Adam Coy has been upheld just hours after a hearing earlier this morning. Now, the FOP had said when they were leaving this morning's hearing earlier in the day that a decision was unlikely to be made today, but Steele did confirm the decision in a text message to News Nation. Coy, who did not actually attend the hearing himself, had already been relieved of his duties and stripped of his badge and police powers. Now, the next steps are still unknown. The FOP said earlier in the day this was a process they were taking one day at a time, and one that is separate from the criminal investigation being handled by BCI. But after this morning's hearing, we did talk to some activists. One activist told us that Columbus deserves better and they are demanding more accountability from their police departments. But they also praised Mayor Andrew Ginther and Police Chief Tom Quinlan for their response to Andre Hill's death.
The mayor of this city and the chief of police did something that most mayors and chief of police wouldn't have done around this country. And I think that the city of Columbus has taken a stance to say, you know what? We didn't get it right on this night, but we're committed to doing better, and we're committed to changing the system in which we know it.
And just moments ago, the Department of Public Safety did confirm the report from the Fraternal Order of Police to us in a statement. Director Ned Pettis Jr. said that the information, evidence, and representation made by Chief Quinlan as the investigator are, in my opinion, indisputable. His disciplinary recommendation is well supported and appropriate. In this statement, Pettis also said that the actions of Adam Coy do not live up to the oath of a Columbus police officer or the standards that we, the community, demand of our officers. For News Nation in Columbus, I'm Matthew Herchick.